Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump met today with Vietnamese President Tran Dai Quan before leaving Hanoi for Manila and the East Asia Summit, as well as an ASEAN meeting. In Hanoi, Mr. Trump spoke at a joint news conference with President Quan. North Korea and the instability it brings, he believes it brings to the region, was on President Trump's mind.
Safety and security are goals that should unite all civilized nations. We want progress, not provocation. I mean, we have been provoked. The world has been provoked. We don't want that. We want stability, not chaos. And we want peace, not war.
While in Vietnam, Mr. Trump offered to serve as a mediator on the South China Sea territorial disputes. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy in Catalonia today, his first visit since Madrid imposed direct rule over the region. He'll visit Barcelona. It comes one day after Catalonia's battered independence movement staged a massive protest in the city, demanding the release of jailed leaders and recognition of a separate Catalan Republic. 40 members of parliament from British Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservative Party have agreed to sign a letter of no confidence in her. This is 8 short of the number needed to force May from office. Lebanese President Michel Aoun has called for Saudi Arabia to explain why Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri has yet to return to his country a week after he resigned unexpectedly during a visit to Riyadh. Aoun is yet to formally accept Hariri's resignation. White House said Hariri has been a trusted partner of the U.S. in the region. This is VOA News. Leaders of Tanzania and Uganda have criticized a plan by the International Criminal Court to investigate alleged human rights abuses in Burundi. Burundi's government says it will not cooperate with the ICC. Mohamed Youssef reporting now from VOA's East Africa Bureau.
Speaking to reporters in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, Justice Minister Aime Laurentin says the ICC has no right to conduct an investigation in her country.
Burundi not being state party to the ICC statute is not concerned with the so-called decision of that court. The government of Burundi reject that decision and reiterate its firm determination that it will not cooperate with international criminal courts or any other fraudulent manipulation intending to facilitate extend the mandate of the ICC on the territory of Burundi.
The government response comes a day after 3 judges at the ICC authorized the prosecutor to open an investigation into alleged human rights abuses committed inside and outside of Burundi between April 2015 and October 2017. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
Pakistan's interior minister recently responding to an inquiry from Parliament's upper house on how slain Afghan Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansur was able to get a Pakistani passport. Mansur was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Pakistan in May of 2016 when he was reportedly returning from a visit to neighboring Iran. Both his Pakistani passport and ID card were removed near the car, which was destroyed in that drone strike. Mansur was using an alias to avoid being tracked by authorities. United States and South Korea have started joint naval exercises. VOA's Maya Bush reporting military officials say the drills will send a message to North Korea.
The 4-day drills that began in waters off South Korea's eastern coast come as President Donald Trump continues a visit to Asia that has been dominated by discussions over the North Korean nuclear threat. Seoul's military said the drills aim to enhance combined operation and aerial strike capabilities and also display strong will and firm military readiness to defeat any provocation by North Korea with dominant force in the event of crisis. Maya Bush, VOA News.
Brazilian Grand Prix organizers have tightened security around today's race after armed robbers held up members of Lewis Hamilton's Mercedes team as they left the circuit. Formula One's governing body, the International Automobile Federation, said in a statement Sao Paulo police had taken additional measures as a result of that incident. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.